Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and she is a dietitian for Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. Welcome to this nice day, this nice August day.
Yes, and we are celebrating actually a special week.
Yes, it's National Farmers Market Week, which has gone on for several years. And we here in Cass County are so fortunate to be so close to many farmers markets. We were just chatting that we think we can go to a farmers market in Cass County or very close by every day of the week except Sunday.
Yeah. So some people I know in the past have said, well, you know, I don't want to buy all of my fresh things on one specific day. Well, not very many miles away, you could go and find it. So we're talking about, of course, Atlantic has two markets, Exira, Avoca, Anita, what am I missing?
Elkhorn.
Yes. And Avoca.
Yeah. So we think it's at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you could buy really fresh produce every day of the week and eat it every day of the week. Yes. So that's good.
And that is a really important point. And we hope people go to farmers markets because they know that they're getting fresh, locally grown food, that it hasn't been shipped from somewhere else, it hasn't sat around somewhere else, it's fresh and it's locally grown. And I know you have some other things you want to mention, but I wanted to mention too, it's a good way to meet the people who grow your food.
Yes, you meet the farmer that grew your food or produced your food or made your food, so that's a fun connection. And it just might make you and or your family members more apt to try new things.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Now, Emily, we're really concerned about our health, and just in general, I keep reading that most of us don't eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, I should just say vegetables and fruits, not necessarily even including the canned and frozen ones. We just don't eat enough of those. So here's the opportunity to get those fresh ones that are beautiful and tasty.
Right, and we're exposed to them and see way more different kinds. I think the numbers are staggeringly low, how many people actually meet the dietary guidelines, but many, many of us don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, even those of us that really like them. To be sure you eat a minimum of 5 fruits and vegetables a day kind of depends on the day and how concerned you are to meet that and conscientious. But when going to the farmer's market, you see more ways to fix them. You see different ways of raw, cooked, preserved. And maybe if your children see them or pick out something, they might be more apt to try them also.
Yeah, I think some people think, well, it takes way too much time if I buy this fresh and buy a vegetable. I mean, it's a lot easier to open a bag of chips, right? Well, as you said, many of those foods can be eaten raw. You might not have thought of that. I just tasted sweet potatoes not very long ago that were just sweet potato chips, just cut right off the sweet potato. Wow, amazing.
Yes, yes, and maybe if you're grilling that night, you can throw some of those vegetables right on the grill, right directly on the grill. And so it's a way to expose ourselves to more. One of the great things about farmers markets is it's not competing with a lot of those processed foods, so you see those fruits and vegetables front and center. And at our markets, a lot of times there is, especially at Produce in the Park, we try to feature some of those items actually used in a cooking demonstration where you can see those.
And taste them.
And LaVon, you've been doing a lot of just stir-fry examples throughout the community. And that's a very quick, easy way. I mean, I'm going to say other than chopping them, and that doesn't even take so long. Maybe 5 minutes. I mean, it's very quick.
Yeah, certainly under 10. And what can you fix in under 10 minutes? Not much, but you could do that with fresh vegetables.
Yes, very good. And, you know, a farmer's market in Iowa, and we don't have the number exactly, but it lots and lots of farmers markets in Iowa. One of the biggest concentration of farmers markets are in Iowa. And farmers markets are a gathering place for people to purchase locally produced food and where customers can meet the farmers who raise their products. Mm-hmm. So it's a great community event. It's a something to do, something to go to. And a lot of times farmers markets, of course, have the produce you can buy. You can taste the items, but there might be another event related to it, like entertainment or ready-to-eat food, too. Mm-hmm. So it can be just an event to go to also.
So we've been talking about, Emily, I think, how good it is to go to a farmer's market. What's the relationship? I mean, do people see the relationship between going to the farmer's market and seeing and hopefully tasting some new vegetables and health?
Well, I would hope they do, but it is definitely one of LaVon Yore, and my main goal is to get people to eat more fruits and vegetables. Like I said, 5 servings a day minimal, and if you're just exposed to it more, you get more of those vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, less additives, that hopefully it's a movement to eat more of those, to be exposed to more. I think you and I are on the same page when people will tell us, I don't like vegetables. And my response always is, they don't taste alike, and there's lots of different ones, and they can be fresh, frozen, canned, stir-fried, grilled, and they taste so different in all those different ways.
Yes. I was visiting with somebody who grew up in Texas. I think this relates to what we're talking about in those 5 vegetables. And she said, you know, when I was growing up, and my culture is different in planning a meal than people in Iowa, and her experience, I don't know that she has experience in other states, but she's comparing Texas, where she grew up, maybe not the whole state, but where she grew up, and Iowa. And she said, you know, we usually had 5 different vegetables on our plate, along with a normal size of meat, and that's the way they planned. Versus, and the way I grew up was, you decide what meat you're going to have, and that was the major feature. And then, by the way, we added some other sides to it. So it's a completely different way of thinking. And we really kind of, if we want to get those 5 fruits and vegetables during the day, they don't all have to be on your plate at the same time. Although she said hers was. It does take an attitude change in planning what it is we're going to eat.
Yes, yes. For example, like you said, the fresh sweet potato slices. You know, if you would think, oh, doesn't a baked sweet potato sound good? And if you'd think of that as your first item, or zucchinis, and let's think of something with zucchini. I just don't think it's going to take some changes to think that way. Now, this time of year, and with people that garden themselves or go to the farmers markets, maybe we're a little bit better at getting several on our plate at one time. It's so refreshing to see the people come with their bags from the farmers market. And my husband commented, he said, I saw a family and they each had a bag full of stuff. So, you know, that's good to get that and to use that within the next 2 or 3 days.
Or, and that's another thing, that if you question some of those things about how long will the zucchini keep in the refrigerator, should I be putting the tomatoes in the refrigerator? If you have some of those questions, most of your vendors can answer those questions, or there will be somebody at the farmer's market who can help you answer those questions. And those are important ones, because
definitely,
when you take it home, how you handle it in storage is really important. You don't want to throw it away at the end of 10 days.
Exactly, and that's what I think frustrates some people on the fresh fruits and vegetables idea, that they forget they have them or they don't use them quickly. Some things I've noticed in general, that the things we buy fresh from a farmer's market often keep a little bit longer, especially the greens. Mm-hmm. Now, and you know, that could just be, but
well, when we buy them other places, we don't know how long they've been sitting. And I know the whole handling thing has improved a great deal, but we really don't know, versus when you buy it from that farmer. And you can ask them, when did you harvest this?
Right,
you expect it to be
today.
No longer than the day before and probably that day. So that freshness is really a key also. So bottom line, Emily, what about farmers markets?
Well, I think they're a great gathering place, and it's a great way to promote those fruits and vegetables. I mean, as a dietitian, I want you to eat more fruits and vegetables. So I guess I don't really care where you get them, but if farmers market is sure a fun place to get them.
Okay, very good. And until next time, I just say celebrate farmers market, National Farmers Market Week, by attending one of the farmers markets in the area.